We drove north, away from the coast, through the outskirts of Béziers and deeper into the Languedoc. Vineyards heavy with fruit lined the roads on both sides, ranks of low green vines marching off into the distance under a deep blue Mediterranean sky. Sean driving, his eyes hidden behind aviator shades, the kids in the back with hand luggage wedged between them, Lucy dozing while Daniel played on his phone, me staring out of the window as the scenery rolled by, the hire car's aircon just about keeping the sticky mid-afternoon heat at bay. If I'd known what was coming, what we were driving towards, I would have made Sean stop the car and take us straight back to the airport. I would have grabbed the steering wheel myself, forced the car off the road and made him do a U-turn right there. But I didn't know.
"Save our souls!"
bellowed the flesh lump eater.
"Sounds the crumpets! I is bitten by a septitious, venomsome, vinscream viper!"
He flopped to the ground and sat there howling his head off and clutching his ankle with both hands. His fingers felt the brooch.
"The teeth of the deadly viper are still sticking into me!" he yelled. "I is feeling the teeth sticking into my anklet!"
The BFG saw his second chance. "We must be getting those viper's teeth out at once," he cried. "Otherwise, you is deader than duck soup. I is helping you."
The BFG knelt down beside the flesh lump eater.
"You must grab your anklet very tight in both hands," he ordered. "That will stop the poisonous juices from the venomous viper going up your leg and into your heart."
The flesh lump eater grabbed his ankle with both hands.
"Now, close your eyes and grit your teeth and look up to heaven and say your prayers while I is taking out the teeth of the venomous viper,"
the BFG said. The terrified flesh lump eater did exactly as he was told. The BFG signalled for some rope. A soldier rushed it over to him. With both the flesh lump eater's hands gripping his ankle, it was a simple matter for the BFG to tie the ankles and hands together with a tight knot.
"I is pulling out the frightsome viper's teeth,"
the BFG said as he pulled the knot tight.
"Do it quickly,"
shouted the flesh lump eater,
"before I is peasant to death."
"There we is,"
said the BFG, standing up. "You can look now." When the flesh lump eater saw that he was trussed up like a turkey, he gave a yell so loud that the heavens trembled. He rolled and he wriggled. He fought and he figgled. He squirmed and he squiggled. But there was not a thing he could do.